All right, this morning in studio, Nicole Threadgold is joining us, and Nicole is with CHI St. Alexis Health Foundation Director and Marketing Coordinator. Morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
And getting those trick-or-treaters ready?
It's hard to believe it's here, but yes, happy Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and along with that, we have some Halloween safety tips, so it's a great timing on
it
this
is.
Topic.
Absolutely, yes. So I'm sure lots of kids are eagerly waiting for the school day to be done and to head on out and do some trick-or-treating here this evening. So I just wanted to cover some safety tips and remind all of our listeners what we can all do to make sure that our kids are safe this evening.
Okay, so let's see. First one here, walk safely. Tell us more about that.
Yes, that's right. So when we're out there walking, we want to encourage everyone to cross the streets at corners. If there are traffic signals or crosswalks, make sure to be using those instead of ducking out in between cars in the middle of the street or things like that. Make sure that you encourage kids to look left and right and then left again when they're crossing, and keep looking as you cross. Sometimes drivers might be a little distracted themselves with trick-or-treaters in their cars or things like that. Here's a big one, electronic devices. So we're all pretty well connected this day and age, one way or another. And so make sure to put those devices down and keep your heads up when you're walking. And then teach children, too, to make eye contact with their drivers before crossing in front of them. So it's kind of just a great way to make sure that that driver sees you before you take off across that crosswalk.
All right, and then trick or treat with an adult.
Yeah, so children under the age of 12 should hopefully not be alone at night. They need some sort of adult supervision, unless, you know, kids are a little bit more mature enough that you feel they are okay without supervision. But if they would head out without you, remind them to stick to familiar areas that are hopefully well lit, and then to trick or treat in groups. Keep together, safety in numbers.
Keep costumes both creative and safe too, right?
Yeah, that's right. So reflective tape is great. I'll wear the stickers. If you're able to choose light colors, you know, all those things are great ways to make your child be seen in the evening. Face paint or makeup, use that whenever possible instead of masks, because that can obstruct a child's vision. Glow sticks or flashlights are also great additions to them before they head out. And then a big one that you might not think about is trips and falls can happen if a costume is not the right size. So if maybe something's a little bit long or things like that, try and shorten that up if you're able to, because that could have some trips and falls that could be prevented.
Okay, and then drive extra safe on Halloween too, right?
Yes, so slow down and be especially alert. We have lots of kids out that are excited, and they might move in unpredictable ways, kind of darting out and, you know, in between cars or across the streets if they see a friend maybe at another house or something like that. So just taking the extra time to look for kids at intersections. You know, if you go into driveways or alleys, make sure that you proceed cautiously and take a look around for any trick-or-treaters that might be out. And again, eliminate any distractions inside your car so that you can concentrate on what's going on outside around you.
Okay, we're talking this morning with Nicole Threadgold. Anything else this morning, Nicole?
You know, just want to wish everyone a safe and happy Halloween. We will see everyone at the Trunk or Treat here in Carrington. It's at Calvary Baptist tonight, 3:30 to 5:30, so we will see everyone there.
Okay, good deal. Well, thanks, Nicole. Some good information there, some good tips. So it's Nicole Threadgold in studio this morning, and Nicole is a marketing coordinator and foundation director for CHI St. Alexis Health in Carrington.